100 word stories.
All right, let's set up the microphone. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I come up with a topic, although you came up with it, and send it in, and I just put it on a schedule, and then you come up with stories. What did I do? I didn't do anything. I mean, somebody came up with the word fancy. I put it up there in the schedule, and y'all just rock on this, and it's great. It's great that y'all do it and keep doing it, and there's some really creative things you come up with. And for instance, these stories. Okay, I'll shut up and let y'all listen.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Knickknacks Aren't Chocolate Bars. The sign above the door read in twisting ornate script, Purveyor of Fancy Goods. Jeffrey's shop did all right. Its coastal location guaranteed swift summer trade, and Christmas saw them through the winter months. Nothing was priced, which it made a few people uncomfortable. It was so he could lower prices for those he thought couldn't afford things. If a child was looking for a gift for a parent, he usually just gave it to them. A matter that was, strangely, never abused. Jeffrey ran gnarly fingers through his silver hair and whispered to the empty shop, I must find an heir. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
I saw an advertisement. It was a feast fit for a ruler of house cats. There was meat, treats, and fancy catnip. What's fancy about it, you ask? Well, there's normal, plain catnip that loses its scent the moment it hits the floor. The dried out flakes have no smell at all. But the fancy catnip, oh boy, I'll tell you. The power. It's out of this world. If you haven't experienced it before, I don't know how to express what it is. It's definitely the cat's meow. You'll be seeing time shake hands with colorful sounds.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 words weekly challenge number 1032, I think, with a prompt of fancy. So here we go. Linoleum Amanda went back to the guest room and opened the dresser drawer. The streetlight outside the window illuminated the fancy gilt edges of the magnifying glass. She wasn't an awful person like Sabrina, yet here she remained with the other girl trapped inside a magic glass. And for what? So she could have Bilbert all to herself? He wore a ring that bound him to the little witch. Maybe the ring could be removed now. Mandy snuck back into Bilbert's room, crept to his bedside, and found his hand. She pulled on the ring. Bilbert sat up. What now? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. A ship docked at the cruise terminal. The luxury included a VIP meal, a VIP ball, and the scare. The previous events had been so much fun, they heard. The meal was scrumptious, and the ball was a lot of fun, until the hall was invaded by armed men in balaclavas. Everyone laughed. It was the scare, so much fun. And then the black tie event became a whole lot more expensive. When they were finally freed, millions had been transferred away, and the armed men were long gone. Well, we sure got a lot more than we bargained for. And this was my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is The Case of the Eye of Horus. The year is 1897. Fanny Watercress is standing in the bow of the Nile Queen, making its way to Luxor. Small eddies of water roll by. In her hand is the Egyptian papyrus she stole from the museum. Daddy will compensate them for their loss, Fanny mused, while loading her revolver. Seems one of the crew is not dressed as the rest of the crew. She flips open a cosmetic compact. She sights, sends sailor over the rail into the Nile. The captain eyes Fancy with new-held respect and guns the engine. The sun sets into the desert sand. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are. Blech.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I handed over a copy of the menu. Please do let me know if you have any allergies, and anything on there with the green symbol is a vegetarian option. Let me run through today's specials. There's pulling out your fingernails with pliers, double thumb screws with the knuckle cracker side, or I'd recommend the red hot poker up the rectum. At this point, they began to struggle, but the chair held them tightly. Let me know when you're ready to order, and I should tell you, we take payment in advance. It avoids complications later. And please do tip generously.
Hi, this is Richard, and this is my story. It's called Ink. So, what do you fancy then? I looked up from the catalogue. I'm still not quite sure. I'm torn between the snarling tiger and the skull with the serpent in the eye socket. Although, I quite like the big eagle. I could tell the tattooist was losing patience. Can't say I blamed them. I'd been trying to choose a design for hours. I came to a decision. The snarling tiger, right across my back. You do realise how painful that will be, right? How painful? Extremely. I changed my mind. In that case, just a small anchor on my shoulder. That's it. All done. Until next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Sitting there on my porch was an angel. There are three kinds of angel here: messengers, mission, and judgment. The angel sat there silently. I waited for a while. Still nothing. So, not a messenger. I looked around. It didn't seem like it had stopped something horrible happening to me, so it probably wasn't on a mission. Not on a mission, so it stood up and drew its sword. And the look it gave me, that's not a good look. So it's a judge. And I ran. I know you can't outrun fate or an angel, but I ran anyway.
Well, that's it for this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge on the topic of fancy. The next topic is Vanishing Point. And all the topics coming up, including for February 233, I have yet to fix that. Eventually I will, probably on February 233rd. All the stuff is up on the site, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Various places that you click and stuff, and y'all can enjoy. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.